time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Let's see. Do we have some callers on the line, I think? Okay, let's take our call. Hi, George. Good morning.
Good morning, Dr. Ben Joseph. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
Well, I got some medical. Looks like every week I find out something's going on with me.
And that, you know, but it's also the time that when you find out something, it gives you the impetus to take advantage of that knowledge and then do something about it.
Yeah.
So it's not always a bad thing. As you learn what's going on, you're actually able to take a condition and deal with it. You know, be proactive. So that's a really good thing. What's happening? What's on your mind this morning?
Okay, the doctor thinks that I'm very low in protein. That's why I've lost a lot of my muscle mass, and then also have the bloating in my stomach, which was one of the signs of a certain disease called Kawashkor. I can't really pronounce it. It's when you have low protein in your blood.
So, yes, and they measure that total proteins, and usually they'll measure the two proteins, albumin and globulin. So I'm sure that they mention those, and the albumin gets low. And albumin does a couple of things. One, it can regulate fluids in the body. So you'll often see if you start retaining fluids. The other thing is often when you're having stomach issues, digestive issues and heartburn and GERD, the albumin goes down, because albumin also picks up the minerals and, like a trucking company, carries it around the body. So if the albumin is not there to pick up all these extra the minerals, then it's not being taken to the cells. So one of the things you want to do is you want to correct any kind of digestive issue. And that becomes almost mandatory. So whether someone's gassy or bloated or having heartburn or inflammation, you know, there are things that you can do that really can bring about a change in that. It's the other thing that you're going to want to work on is your liver a little bit, because something the liver helps to actually use the amino acids and produce some proteins for the body, and then send them where they need to go. So you'll find that if you can correct your stomach and your digestion. So the first thing that we do in that is there's a number of issues that can cause stomach distress. One is you're either allergic or sensitive to a food that you're eating, or to a combination of foods that you're eating. As an example, you can eat one food and it doesn't cause a reaction, and another food, it doesn't cause a reaction. Let's say you can eat a potato, or you can have a piece of chicken or beef, but when you mix those two foods, all of a sudden you get a pretty strong reaction. So it can either come from the food itself or from a combination of the foods that you're eating. The other thing is losing the proper bacteria in your intestinal, your stomach, all the way through to your butt, through your small intestine and your large intestine. Those good bacteria become invaluable for digestion, and it also controls behavior. We know that when the stomach is off and the bowels are off, oftentimes people just feel more depressed, they feel more anxious, and their behavior changes. We've seen this in children also, that when you correct their digestion and they correct their bowels, their behavior changes. So one of the things you want to do is eat foods, as an example, that reduce the inflammation in your intestinal tract. And so the proteins, the best proteins to eat for that would be like, instead of the beef or chicken, is to find rich in omega-3 fish like salmon and sardines. Unless you're a vegetarian, of course, then you're going to do it strictly from a vegetarian source. So, but that's a very, those are high-grade proteins, wild salmon, smoked salmon, canned sardines. There's also herring, as you can get in any supermarket, creamed herring, pickled herring, and then also mackerel, canned mackerel instead of tuna fish. So those. But also some of the best proteins that you can get are nuts, nuts and seeds. But you can activate those nuts and seeds by actually soaking them first in a little natural, healthy water. So like sunflower seeds or pumpkin seeds, you almost like sprout them first. You can have them raw, soak them for about 4 or 5 hours in clean water, and then drain the water. Actually, that water becomes very healthy to drink. It's very high in the amino acids and enzymes from those seeds and nuts. So you can drink that water and then take those seeds and nuts. If you want to eat them dry, is you pat them dry with a paper towel and then let them dry again. And then when you eat those, okay, they've already been in almost in the process of sprouting. So they're much easier to digest. So those seeds and nuts become very easily digested proteins. Now, some people do very well with eggs. Now, eggs, what you would want to do is have the egg soft-boiled or very what we call soft-scrambled so that it's not dry and hard but very soft, because the softer the yolk and the softer the egg whites, the easier they are to digest. So those kinds of proteins. Now, you also get proteins from your vegetables, and you can get from your cooked vegetables, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, Brussels sprouts, and cabbages. Now, those particular vegetables are better to be cooked because they're a little hard to digest in the raw state. So, again, you can lightly steam those or sauté those with coconut oil, or sauté them with butter or even avocado oil. I like the Kerrygold butter, and you can sauté your vegetables that way. But the main thing you want to do is, let's say you have a nice protein breakfast, and you can have, like I say, the scrambled eggs. You then want to have a easily digested fat that would go with it, like some sliced avocado. And then you might want to have 2 or 3 tablespoons of sauerkraut, raw sauerkraut, and because that's going to give you the good bacteria to start repairing what's happening in your stomach and your gut. The other thing that you would want to do is maybe take food enzymes. I use Nature Sunshine food enzymes or Proactazyme. They have all the enzymes to digest fats, proteins, and carbohydrates, and they have multi-spectrum formulas. The Proactazyme is a vegetarian formula, and the food enzyme does have the bile to help digest and emulsify fats. So, anybody that's having this digestive disorder, I would make sure that they get in apple cider vinegar, maybe a teaspoon in a glass of water, and you have that with your meal, room temperature, and that's the water you would take your vitamins with, and I would make sure you take some probiotics with that and sip that water with your meal, because the apple cider vinegar, or there's a new vinegar made from coconut water, so either of those two vinegars will help, and you save one gulp for the end of the meal to push everything down, and that will start to correct what's going on. The other thing is, if you if you eat a salad, I would chop that salad fairly fine, because the smaller the pieces, the easier it is to digest. And again, I would mix the salad with a little bit of a dressing, like from apple cider vinegar, maybe a little flax oil, And I would even put in maybe a garlic and some onion, put that in a blender, whip that, and then mix that in the salad. But again, I would chop it fine so that you're almost eating it with a spoon instead of a fork and chewing, chewing, chewing. You're still chewing, but yeah. It's already broken up into small pieces, so it's going to be easier to digest. And that's going to start to raise the protein levels. The other thing that you have to be aware of is hygiene, keeping your hands clean. And if your hands are dirty, not touching your face, because then what happens, your liver starts to produce more and more globulins, which are the antibody production. So if you're exposed to any kind of, a bacteria, then that's what your body's going to produce, antibodies to go after that. So again, making sure your hands are clean when you eat, making sure the utensils are clean and your plates and anything you eat your food on, and make sure your vegetables are washed, and then all of that. So hygiene becomes important along with the proper diet. And that you'll find will actually correct the digestive issues. Now, to rebuild the muscle mass, the only way you're going to do that is you have to do some form of weight resistance exercise. And that's to help build the it sends a signal to your mind to use these proteins to actually build more muscle and more muscle tissue. So you can do an aerobic, but I usually suggest no more than 15 minutes, and you can do walking, or one of the best things is doing the exercise with oxygen, because that's going to correct the condition the fastest, because, again, we're putting in high volumes of oxygen into the system, and that's when you'll really notice that you can correct almost any issue that's going on. So these are some of the things you can do, George.
Can I ask you one more question?
Absolutely.
How about protein shakes or something like that?
Well, protein shakes protein are good. I like whey proteins or pea proteins. Those are some of the best proteins, I think, to use. And that would still augment. You would want to still, I would get some probiotics and take those capsules. Nature Sunshine makes one called Probiotic 11 or Probiotic 11 Enhanced. And those are very high amounts of the bacteria. I would take a couple of those with the protein shake. And again, that's going to help. But again, it's the digestion. If you take the protein shake and notice that you're not you're getting bloated and it's really uncomfortable, then add the Proactizyme to those proteins. You can open up the capsules and pour a couple capsules right into your glass that you're going to drink, and that's going to help you digest it. Okay, so that you can do. But those protein shakes are pretty good. Thank you, George. Excellent question.
Thank you so much for helping me out with the situation.
All right. Excellent. Thank you. Very good. And again, these questions that people ask are not just for George. It's also for other people that have these same kinds of digestive issues that are going on. So, again, it's not just for George, and I really appreciate, because there are really some very good information that going and, you know, what we were talking about, actually, is inflammation. And because it's inflammation that's almost the cause or the beginnings of everything. And there's all kinds of conditions that really are linked directly to inflammation. And I'll just, you know, from allergies and asthma and Alzheimer's disease and all of the different kinds of arthritis and arteriosclerosis, where you have plaque buildup inside the arteries, and all forms of cancer always start with inflammation, and congestive heart failure, and even conditions like where you're having chronic fatigue syndrome. And then even more mental conditions, like I say, depression and dementia. But then you have diabetes and inflammatory bowel disease and kidney disease and any of the autoimmune diseases like rheumatoid arthritis and lupus and macular degeneration and osteoporosis and periodontal disease when your gums are bleeding and even things like obesity and psoriasis, eczema, and any kind of a stroke. So all of these conditions are directly related to inflammation. And again, one of the things that you can do to help stop inflammation is eat in a way that is very beneficial, or what's called an anti-inflammatory diet. And I think what we'll do, we're, instead of going into that right now, let's go ahead and take our break. And when we take our break, I'll come back and I'll give you the kinds of foods that are best. And there's a good seven of the foods I'll talk about that are the best foods to naturally reduce inflammation. So let's go ahead, take our break. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
And welcome back. Welcome back. Thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. Let me just really quickly cover those foods that are their best anti-inflammatory foods. One of them that I already talked about is the fish, especially the fish that are very high in omega-3, DHA, EPA. And that's, like I said, the salmon and the sardines and those other. The omega-3 fish, actually, those high omega-3 fatty acids can interfere with the cytokines that cause inflammation. So they're very good at blocking the inflammatory response. The other ones that I mentioned were the nuts and seeds, pecans and almonds and walnuts, and then the seeds like sunflower seeds and pumpkin seeds. And those actually work the best when you soak them. So, but nuts and seeds are, again, very high in omega-3, and so they become also very anti-inflammatory. The next one is garlic. Garlic is revered throughout the world for its healing capabilities. It's not only antibacterial, but it can fight infections, and it's a very good, powerful weapon against inflammation. And it's the sulfur compounds in the garlic and in onions. Now, some people react to both garlic and onions, so you have to be careful. But generally speaking, garlic and onions can really help the anti-inflammatory and help the immune system. There was actually a number of studies, going all the way back since 1993, 2006, 2010, looking at the medical benefits of garlic in preventing cardiovascular disease and preventing the inflammation along the arteries that are close to the heart. And garlic consumption actually reduced the risk of cardiovascular disease. It also, garlic has anti-cancer properties and can prevent the formation of free radicals. Then one of the best fats that you can possibly eat that are anti-inflammatory is avocado. And some regard as avocado as more of a fad, but the avocado apple, avocado fruit has been around and It's been around for a long time. And let me tell you, there's nothing like a creamy avocado. Now, there's some people, and I don't understand it, they do not like avocado. They don't like guacamole. And to me, I think it's just ambrosia. But something about the texture, they don't like it. But, you know, there's nothing like a piece of toasted rye bread, organic rye bread, with a nice, thick, good smear of avocado on it and some salt, or maybe a little salsa on top of that. And that, to me, is ambrosia, you know. And even Fred and Adon are nodding their heads.
You know what I do with my avocado? I thinly slice tomatoes and then put cilantro and crushed peppercorns on top.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, delicious. I
mean, and Adon, you love how you like it?
Oh, man, that's like one of my favorite food. Avocado is like number one up there.
Yeah, number one food. I mean, I can eat a plain avocado, just cut it in half and, you know, put some salt on it and with a spoon and just one spoon at a time, just let it melt in your mouth. There's just, you know, avocado. Then one of the other spices that are really very, very strong anti-inflammatory, and it's been used throughout Asia and been used for centuries, actually, and that's the spice turmeric. And it's been renowned for its anti-inflammatory and also antioxidant properties. The active ingredient in turmeric is the curcumin, and there's been study after study about the enhanced natural healing effects and anti-inflammatory capabilities of turmeric. There was one study published in the journal Oncogene that found that turmeric and curcumin are as effective as any of the anti-inflammatory drugs such as ibuprofen, aspirin, tamoxifen, and naproxen, that taking turmeric. It's also one of the strongest anti-cancer drugs. And let me tell you, turmeric is one of those things that really makes a difference. I have all my cancer clients taking turmeric and putting it in their smoothies. Then the next food is green leafy vegetables. Things like baby spinach and baby greens and you know, you've all been told, eat your greens, eat your greens. But there is a good reason for it. And spinach and kale and broccoli and the leaves of broccoli, they're rich in vitamin E. And we know that vitamin E is a very strong anti-inflammatory. And again, it blocks those cytokines, which are inflammatory chemicals in the body. So they're also very high in vitamin K, which is important for bone mineral density and osteoporosis. There was one study where researchers investigated the relationship between vitamin K and bone mineral density, and they found that the higher the vitamin K, the greater significance in slowing the osteoporosis. And that's number six. And then the last food is berries, especially blueberries. And they actually have all kinds of studies on it, blueberries that have very strong anti-inflammatory. Now, berries themselves, you have to make sure you're getting organic because berries have more spray than any other foods, whether it's blueberries, raspberries. So you want to make sure you're getting organic. And I would buy frozen because, boy, when you buy fresh organic blueberries, if you don't eat it that day, the very next day, they're bad. And so the blueberries are, again, much the frozen, I think, are a lot easier. So these are some of the foods that are anti-inflammatory. And again, for anybody with a digestive issue, I would make sure that they take that with a food enzyme and the probiotics, and again, things like sauerkraut, apple cider vinegar, and yogurt. And they make the new yogurt from coconut milk instead of cow's milk, and I think that's much better. Some more questions or callers?
Cherie, she asked, how do we find a good quality salmon? And the other question was from Calvin. He asks, what causes horizontal ridges in both finger and toenails? Too much or too little of something?
Oh, good question, both of them. Yeah. The first one for salmon is I would look for Atlantic organic or Atlantic ocean salmon, you know, not farm-raised salmon, but Atlantic salmon. And I think the Atlantic salmon, just because I'm concerned about all the radiation in the Pacific Ocean that's been measured from Fukushima. So I would go for the Atlantic salmon first. The other thing that you can tell, smoked salmon or lox, but as long as it says wild, then it's going to be okay. And again, if you can, you would get the wild Atlantic as opposed to the wild Pacific. And that's how you would tell. And lox is a form of smoked salmon, or you can get one that says smoked salmon. They're just slightly different, but they're both smoked and, again, very healthy, very wonderful. Salmon is like one of the staples in almost any Jewish home on a Sunday morning, having lox and bagels with cream cheese and salmon, you know, lox. And that's a form of smoked salmon. So it's really, it's almost a staple. When I was a kid growing up, we'd have fresh bagels we'd pick up on Saturday and Kaiser rolls and onion bagels. And, oh, my gosh, there's nothing like fresh, warm. And you put some good cream cheese on it and then layer it with some smoked salmon. And that was wonderful. We just looked forward to that every Sunday morning. My dad would be there, and he'd either make pancakes, or we'd have scrambled eggs with that, or egg omelets. But it was a wonderful thing Sunday mornings to look forward to with the family, of always having a breakfast. So the other thing is most sardines, I would put sardines in the same category as salmon. And again, any of the canned sardines are perfectly okay because all canned sardines are wild. They don't, they're not doing farm-raised. Now, think of it, why wild is so important. Salmon are really solitary animals. They're not swimming in schools. But when you do farm-raised, you might be raising 5,000 salmon in a pen, you know, in the ocean, but they've got a big screen, so they're all close together with each other. And so what they have to do is spike the water with antibiotics and different chemicals, because the salmon are in close proximity to each other all of the time. So when one salmon gets sick, all of a sudden that spread to all of the salmon because they're in such close proximity. That's the same thing with any livestock that's raised, because whether it's hogs or pigs or lamb or cows, when you look at cows in the wild, they're not in a big herd standing close together. They're far apart. They're eating grass. They're grazing. Again, horses, when you look at wild horses, they're all grazing. So, but the closer you pin them up, and when you go in and you see these cows being pinned the last 6 weeks, where thousands of them are in pens and they have to eat from troughs, well, of course, they're putting in lots of antibiotics. They're finding out now that more than 50% of all antibiotics used in the United States go into the feed of animals. And again, when you look at how pigs are raised, they're all together. When you look at chickens or turkeys, they're all in these pens with hundreds or thousands of them all being packed together. So that's why they get sick. And that's the reason that they need so many different medications. So I think that that answered their question pretty well on that.
Now, the other question there was from Calvin. That was,
oh, with the fingernails.
Yeah, what causes the horizontal ridges?
Okay, one of the things that that's caused by, is if there's a really big dip in the nails, that's usually where someone was sick. And you can see there's like this big dip in the nail. And then as it grows out, there's a horizontal ridge with a dip right behind it. And that has to grow out. But the general horizontal ridges that go across usually has to do with different mineral deficiencies that are going on. Could be calcium, magnesium, iron is a very common one. Now, iron, you'll see that the nails concave a little bit, and that we know is a iron deficiency. Again, when you look at some of the babies that are born and you look at their toenails, especially their big toe, if it's concave, you know that they were iron deficient. So one of the things you do is make sure that when mother is breastfeeding, that she has nice high iron, that she's taking organic chelated irons or eating beets or beet juice or prunes. Prunes are one of the best sources of natural iron. So if you're having the ridges, one of the best sources of minerals are your seeds and nuts. So by all of a sudden adding raw sunflower seeds, and that's out of the shell, not in the shell. You don't want to, otherwise you're doing this all day long with your finger biting one shell at a time. But the sunflower seeds, the raw pumpkin seeds, the walnuts, the pecans, the macadamia nuts, and Brazil nuts. Now, Brazil nuts, you have to be a little bit careful. You don't want to eat more than, say, 4 or 5 Brazil nuts per day, because good Brazil nuts have high amounts of selenium, and you can get an overdose on selenium. There have been studies where people eating, you know, a bag full of Brazil nuts, those big, it's a big, thick nut, and they can get actually selenium toxicity to that. So just be careful. But that's going to be things like that. And again, if you're not a vegetarian, the salmon and the sardines, those are going to help because they have very high minerals, especially minerals from the ocean. And then you can get different mineral preparations, you know, organic chelated minerals, and that's going to really make a difference. But that's how to get rid of those ridges. So no question that that's what they're caused by. The longitudinal ridges are not usually as important, unless they're really pronounced. Then again, I would put that in the same category as either there was a sickness that occurred or, again, you're mineral deficient. So that could be quite a big issue.
There was one last question, and I'm curious about this one too. It's from Joey. What do the vinegar baths do for the berries?
Oh, the vinegar baths.
Yeah.
You mean...
I guess like soaking them in vinegar, soaking berries in vinegar?
Well, you know, apple cider vinegar or the new vinegar made from coconut water, they're going to enhance digestion. They're actually going to start to break down, let's say, the berries. Now, my grandmother used to make a dish with chopped and sliced cucumbers, red sweet onions, and sometimes raspberries, and would put that in with vinegar, apple cider vinegar, and it was a Hungarian dish, and to this day I still remember the name in Hungarian. It was called ugokoshalata, and I guess that was just one of those words that stuck in my brain, you know, kind of a funny word. But apple cider vinegar is used quite a bit with different, not just berries, but different vegetables. And they call those pickled vegetables. And when you watch some of these cooking shows, I enjoy a cooking show called Beat Bobby Flay. Bobby Flay is one of the top chefs in the world. And these other chefs come on and challenge him. And you'll see that very often they'll make up a dish with they call pickled vegetables. Pickled, they'll take cucumbers or onions and peppers and chop them real fine and mix them with a maybe a apple cider vinegar, or even sometimes they might use a pomegranate syrup in it to give it a little flavor, and then they'll put it under a low heat and let that simmer, and then serve that as pickled vegetables. And what it's doing, again, is it's enhancing digestion. So that's the main thing, that it's going to be very high in natural bacteria, except when you cook them, because unless it's a very low heat simmer, then you don't kill them. But anything above 160, 165 degrees, you're going to kill that bacteria, and you know, you lose that the good bacteria. So, again, sauerkraut, one of the best ways to eat sauerkraut is, let's say you have cooked vegetables and you saute those vegetables in butter or coconut oil or anything that you like, avocado oil, and you saute them. After you take the sauteed vegetables off the fire, you can take 3 or 4 forkfuls of sauerkraut, put in a saucer, and chop it real fine. And then add that sauerkraut to the cooked vegetables. Now you get them, the sauerkraut will warm because it's in with the cooked vegetables, but you didn't cook them, so you didn't kill the bacteria on that. But sauerkraut I'd have to put in as one of the top 5 healing foods in the world.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There was an article that came out, and it was actually a Health Alert article in a number of the different journals, American Medical Association, even in the New England Journal of Medicine, where they're measuring now the young and the teenagers, and what they're finding is almost 50% of all of the public in the United States are already suffering from some form of heart disease or blood vessel disease, according to the new reports. And what's unique is the doctors just can't understand why it is that heart disease is now happening in younger and younger individuals. We're seeing younger and younger individuals with type 2 diabetes, and we're seeing a lot of 18 to 25-year-olds already with plaque buildup in their arteries, already having hypertension. And again, you get this strangeness from the medical profession. They just can't understand it. Now, anybody with a little ounce of intelligence will look that for the past 30 to 50 years, we've been eating foods that are totally toxic. You know, all the food is raised with pesticides, herbicides, and fungicides. We're seeing that everybody's eating fried foods and devitalized foods. People are not eating raw fruits and vegetables as much, certainly not the 9 to 11 servings that are suggested by the government. So here we're finding that all of these conditions, because people have such poor diets, nobody's exercising anymore except for their thumbs. Kids are sitting around doing video games. They're no longer outside. I remember as a kid growing up, we were outside all of the time. We had a big park right across the street, so we were at the park all the time, and we were, you know, playing outside. We didn't have video games. So, again, when you look at the general medical profession, they don't put a relationship between the foods we eat and the conditions that we experience, where in natural medicine, the first thing we look at is what are you eating. So the only reason that the plaque buildup is so intense nowadays, even in teenagers, is because of all the garbage oils, the omega-6 oils, and women have been conditioned to use Mazola oil and Crisco and Wesson oil and all of these safflower and sunflower oils to cook with, and they're very high in omega-6. And omega-6 is inflammatory, where omega-3s are anti-inflammatory. So when you're eating foods that are loaded with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, insecticides that are all acting as estrogen, and that's causing fluid buildup and inflammation throughout the body, and we're eating devitalized foods with no more, that don't have the same vitamins and minerals in it, then how can you wonder what is the reasons that people are becoming devitalized, so conditions are appearing that used to appear only in senior citizens. So one of the great things is that you can rebuild and recondition yourself by changing your diet, because what we know is that the genes are not expressed unless it's through lifestyle. So when lifestyle is inappropriate, then those genes for hypertension or cancer or diabetes or whatever condition, they can become expressed. But through proper lifestyle, you can actually stop the expression of those faulty genes, and you can rebuild the immune system and stop the inflammatory responses throughout the body. Just to finish on that article, is that, again, almost half of the Americans tested are already suffering from heart disease and hypertension and diabetes. And all of these diseases just get worse with age. So anyway, let me go ahead and read our disclaimer so that I can get that in. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph, a traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity, and you can go to primelongevity.com, and also by Health Naturally. So I want to say thank you to everyone for joining us. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph and Natural Solutions Radio, and we're going to sign off and say I'll talk to you all next week.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.